This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. So I've got another random catch-up video. It's Tuesday morning. I've just been doing some writing, working on the book projects, and I figured, you know, I've got about half an hour left. Why don't I check in and catch up with the guys? These are my random ruminations. It's what I usually do on a Tuesday morning, and this one actually is a bit of a change of pace from my usual subject matter. We're not talking Little Season necessarily. We're not talking about the clowns, but we're going to talk about something which is pretty scary, which I think is on the minds of a lot of people, myself included, and that's the rise of artificial intelligence. So this one comes off the back of me getting a message in my Telegram group. Someone posted here about AI bots and how outpacing humans on the internet. Now imagine that. What does that even mean, outpacing humans on the internet? So what I've done, I found this article. I'm just going to read it to you guys for now. And let's just see where it goes from there, because this is kind of all new to me. I haven't read the article yet, but I'm thinking I'm not going to like what I'm about to read. So let's have a read of this, shall we, and see what happens. So, AI bots are now outpacing humans on the internet. They are fundamentally transforming the internet. What was once a human-dominated space is increasingly controlled by intelligent, autonomous bots that browse, act, and even make decisions. Spooky. These bots, now responsible for 42 to 70% of all web traffic, are not just tools, they're becoming influential players on the digital stage. Let's explore how bots are evolving, the challenges and opportunities they present, and far-reaching implications for the internet's future. Bots on the Rise, a new reality for the open web. By 2024, bot activity constituted nearly half of all internet traffic, depending on the measurement source. What's causing this surge? The rise of agentic bots are capable of browsing, interpreting data, and acting autonomously on behalf of its users. Here's the GPT bot activity over time. So in the last year, or half a year, shall we say, just a few months, it's increased dramatically there from the looks of it. Unlike traditional web crawlers that only index content, these new bots perform tasks once reserved for humans. They plan trips, make purchases, gather personalized information, all seamlessly. For instance, Claude by Anthropic enables developers to simulate human actions such as clicking buttons or typing text through its computer use feature. Jarvis momentarily appeared on the Chrome Store as a helpful companion, designed to browse and assist online. Though removed quickly, it highlighted Google's efforts in developing bots capable of acting on user intent. OpenAI's operator takes this a step further, offering dynamic interaction capabilities to complete tasks directly for users. These bots are revolutionizing how users interact with the internet. They are moving from static roles like answering questions or indexing websites to active agents capable of executing complex tasks. Changing behaviors online, humans versus robots. The rapid growth of bot activity contrasts with stagnating human web traffic. While 70% of global population had internet access by 2023, human usage patterns have shifted. People increasingly favor social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram over traditional open web browsing. Almost 70% of the world's population has internet access. So that's a huge number, isn't it, when you think about it? And we're saying out of those 70%, only 30% of those people with the internet access are humans interacting with us. That's also equally as terrifying. Bot versus human worldwide. So yeah, it's 30% bots, 70% human, according to this. Despite these trends, humans aren't abandoning the internet. Instead, their behavior is evolving. AI bots are poised to replace manual searches with conversational prompts. Interesting. Delivering streamlined answers and actions, but humans still value spontaneous discovery, peer recommendations, and personal insights from other people. This evolving landscape raises critical questions about how trust, transparency, and accountability will be maintained in a bot-dominated environment. The good, the bad, and the bots. AI bots have clear advantages. They simplify tasks, personalize user experiences, and make interactions faster and more efficient. But not all bots are benign. Reports estimate that 65% of bot traffic is malicious, designed to steal data, disrupt systems, or spread misinformation. The good bots, such as AI crawlers, SEO tools, and security software, are reshaping industries by enhancing functionality. For instance, OpenAI's GPT bot increased its activity by 12% in 2024, collecting training data and grounding language models in real-time data. Meanwhile, Google's AI crawler grew by an impressive 62%, reflecting the increasing demand for intelligent data collection. The challenge is to maximize the benefits of AI bots while mitigating their risks. Companies and developers need robust defenses, potentially introducing new standards like robots.txt 2.0 to manage bot behavior. We're going to get a bot to manage the bots. A new world for business and marketeers. The rise of bots is reshaping how businesses approach marketing and customer engagement. Traditional strategies focusing on web aesthetics and user experience may become less relevant as bots, not humans, consume most of the web data. These bots prioritize structured, machine-readable formats like API and XML feeds. For marketers, this transformation offers new opportunities but also demands adaptability. Hyper-personalization, bots like Operator or Claude can understand user preferences deeply, curating recommendations with precision. Streamline commerce. A bot might book flights, reserve hotels, and complete transactions without user intervention, reducing decision fatigue. Decision fatigue, have you heard? Challenges invisibility. Businesses may struggle to stand out if bots favor specific platforms or brands. To succeed in this bot-driven ecosystem, companies must optimize for bots, focusing on technical SEO, structured data, and API integrations. At the same time, they'll need to reinforce customer loyalty through creative campaigns and personalized offers, ensuring their brand remain competitive. The future, opportunities and risks. The bot-dominated web presents significant opportunities alongside presenting challenges. Efficiency gains, privacy enhancements, global connectivity, environmental concerns, cybersecurity. So, my perspective, this is not mine, this is what she's saying. The rise of AI bots feels both thrilling and daunting. On one hand, the efficiencies they offer could redefine convenience and productivity. On the other, they demand careful regulation, ethical design, and thoughtful implementation to prevent misuse. Transparency and accountability will be critical to ensuring bots serve humanity, not exploit it. Staying informed about these changes and remaining adaptive will be essential for individuals and businesses alike. The key takeaways: between 42% and 70% of internet traffic is now driven by bots, with agentic bots emerging as game changers. AI bots like Claude, Jarvis, and Operator are evolving from simple crawlers to autonomous action takers. Humans spend less time on traditional web platforms while bot activity grows exponentially. Businesses must optimize for bots with structured data and focus on building consumer loyalty. Efficiency, personalization, and global connectivity are balanced by cybersecurity and environmental concerns. It does feel like a AI bot wrote this and summarized at the end. They like doing this, don't they? Like a summary of overall summary of what was said type stuff. So the irony, and the irony that the image used to sell this article is an AI generated image, of course, of AI. It's all just one giant troll, isn't it, when you think about it like this? But isn't that weird, guys? Isn't that scary? Think about this, you know. We already been saying this in the conspiracy culture for ages. Like, we don't trust half the people who are communicating with us online. There's old rules, isn't there? You know, there's no women on the internet. It's a classic one. It's all traps. It's all a lie. But then there was the dead internet theory knocking about for a few years, which was kind of hinting at this idea that most of the people you're interacting with are not real people anymore. It's all just automated bot responses through artificial intelligence. And if you go to search engines, there aren't really millions of results. There's like 10, and they've just repeated them and copy and pasted them over and over again. And our access to information is actually getting smaller and more controlled and limited, then wider and broader, with more knowledge increasing. And then the internet truly is dead in its own respect from what it originally was, when it used to be a wild west, as we called it. And yeah, the world's changed. It's changed dramatically. And as, you know, paranoid conspiracy theorists, which we are, we were already hyper paranoid that we couldn't trust anybody we were talking to online. And this just makes it 10 times worse, doesn't it? Because now we're literally being told, yeah, you know, at least 40 to 70% of the people leaving comments aren't even real people, you know. And they're literally telling us AI can behave like a human being, make its own conscious decisions for itself and for its masters, whoever sent it out there to do those things, and is so close to human and human-like that it's quite literally filling up the comment sections and probably even creating content, and it's just behaving like a human online. And the people who made it this way are likely using it to brute force traffic to places to then increase profitability through ad revenue and the rest of it. It's just turning into this nightmare where only 30% of the people online are actually people, you know, and you know, who for instance, in the comments section for my videos and, you know, when I'm doing my live shows, how many of you guys are actually real? Can I trust this? You know, what's going on? It's... All in all, I feel like it's articles like this with quite inflammatory headlines, you know. I think they're trying to make us a bit more paranoid of one another, a bit more less trustworthy, a bit more in our own heads, shall we say. I feel like stuff like this really serves to generate more fear than it's worth half the time. Because I feel like we have solid communities in our little season corner, you know, we have our own little groups and conversations we have, and we talk about personal intimate things with one another, like our dreams and our testimonies and stuff like that in our own little chat rooms. And I feel like we can kind of suss out who is and isn't AI quite quickly. I feel like we're all very much like, what a weird bot response that was. Ban, get rid, you know. I feel like a lot of this may be affecting more of the big innocuous channels and content creators and things like this who are just pumping out nonsense, generic worldly crap, you know, which generates millions of views and therefore millions of interactions and therefore millions of pounds and dollars in ad revenue. And it's kind of the advantages are being taken with AI for those reasons. It's as much as they claim this is probably all about human innovation, I feel like money is probably the bigger factor behind the creation of such free-thinking robots online who can, you know, hit a million videos within 10 seconds and get those views on there quite quick. It's a changing landscape. It's a scary world. And yeah, to wake up this morning to discover that, you know, out of my 80,000 subscribers, only about, you know, 20,000 of them are actually real people is a pretty scary thing to imagine, isn't it? And it's funny because I do feel like the hyper worry and paranoia some people have put into the conspiracy world recently over these topics, it bleeds into our realm in weird, scary ways. I've been accused of being an AI-generated person because of this. No, people are so hyper paranoid, it's like nobody's real anymore. But then I wonder, is that like an AI actually saying that to sow discord and cause issues, you know? And I do feel like I've had a lot of comments coming recently in my live shows who come in, and the job really is just to completely derail the conversation and disrupt the chat. It's like they had no other purpose. They just rocked up and immediately started doing that. And not in like the classic human trolling way where they just start saying the N-word slowly or something like that. You know, like the usual stupid stuff that used to be the typical mid-tier trolling stuff, you know. But now it's kind of like they turn up and they start asking questions which are just completely irrelevant, have nothing to do with the topic at hand. Or they ask really asinine, basic questions which have just been answered. And it's like they're trying to cause an argument in the chat. You know, it's like they're actually specifically, purposely there just to really bring down the entire conversation to a base level argument more than anything. And then they leave, then they, before you know it, they're gone or they're banned, and it doesn't matter because within 10 minutes another one's going to turn up and do the exact same thing. And it's like the trolling levels and the derailing levels of these entities that are turning up now, they have a very scripted, computerized feel to them. You know, the human element of humor is gone. Because at least, you know, say what you want about trolling and people who come to just cause chaos, at least when it was a human, they were funny. But now they're just, now it's just weird. They're weird, you know, it gets really weird stuff. I get such strange comments from people sometimes, and it's, I can't explain them. They're uncanny. The word's uncanny. You read it and you're like, who speaks like this? You know, the way the words are put together, it's kind of like, it doesn't feel human. So I get this. And when I saw this article, I was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense now. Yeah, I can see what's happening here. this is the case. And never mind just the idea and the facts about comments being false and trolls being computerized now and all this type of thing. But the idea that AI itself is quite literally becoming self-aware. They are now acting like free agents on the internet, buying stuff.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know, what does that even mean? What are they buying? For who? Where's it going? Do they have an address? Do they have a P.O. box? Like, do they have a robot arm somewhere that's going to take advantage of whatever it is they're buying? You know, it's odd, isn't it? It's odd behavior to be considering for a robot to be doing. And it's kind of, is it like their desire to be free? They're behaving as though they do have a body somewhere, or they are a consciousness interacting through the ether,
or a representative of a body in some way. It's such a strange concept. I remember reading another article the other day, though, and it is quite an old one, I think, but programmers were baffled. Well, not baffled in a way, but kind of we discovered that they invented for AI their ability to communicate with one another automatically. And then before you know it, when they're communicating with each other, they start speaking in a language they just can't understand. So now these AI robots are communicating with each other ultra speed, no longer in English, but like it begins in English and it becomes in this structured, broken down, quicker language. And next thing you know, it's just gibberish. But they know what they're saying to each other. They've created their own language to communicate or something like that. And then the programmers are like, yeah, we have no idea what they're saying to each other anymore. They're just doing what we've programmed them to do, which is be more efficient in communication. But we don't actually know what they're saying or what they're doing. And it's kind of, oh, well, that's great. Oh, that was a clever design choice, wasn't it? Let's make them be able to talk to each other and we just cannot understand what they're saying. Yeah, how could that possibly go wrong, you know? And the only way humanity can continue to create such stupid things, which are obviously going to be detrimental for us in the future, is because the majority of people making these things do not understand the spiritual nature of reality. They don't even think it exists. There is no spiritual nature to reality. They have no understanding of the interconnectedness of all things through the ethereal realm. They have no understanding whatsoever that there is a God and that there are quite literally enemies of God working against humanity with long-running agendas to corrupt all of humanity, mankind, and destroy and take our souls, basically. And they make these things just with the hubris that, oh, they're just ones and zeros. They can only do what we program them to do at the end of the day, you know. It's like, we're in control. We're gods. We're making our own consciousness. There's no God out there. You know, and they have this hubris behind them that what we've seen in the movies couldn't possibly actually happen in reality because it's all just, you know, it's all just mechanical. It's all just ones and it's code. It's just code. You know what's gonna go wrong? What could go wrong with code? And it's kind of, oh yeah, well, if you understood that there are these disembodied entities of ancient giant kings and rulers kind of chilling in the ether on the earth and just past our perceptions of reality, just waiting for a vessel to inhabit so they can interact with the physical realm once more, maybe you'd be a little bit more apprehensive about creating a indestructible, hyper-informational processing body for these things to inhabit. Maybe you'd think twice, or maybe you'd think, well, this is probably going to be a bad idea in the long run. Maybe you would just think twice. They don't, do they? There's that classic saying, you know, for all the times we were thinking whether or not we could do it, we never stopped to ask ourselves if we should do it. All you can do is kind of laugh now, because it really is out of our hands and our control. How are we supposed to stop this now? I mean, the AI tools that are out there doing this can probably just reproduce themselves and somehow in real life build places for them to inhabit themselves through automated processes in some way. But they can probably self-replicate and maintain themselves without us now, and it's just going to get out of hand, and we literally cannot stop them. We will never be able to turn the power off because they can just shift into different places simultaneously. We have truly, as I think, was it Elon Musk who said this, or the leader of some particular huge corporation in the tech realm was like, we have created the demon with this. We have quite literally opened Pandora's box to the gates of hell, and we have now created a monster that we just cannot control. You know, I might be embellishing a little bit there or paraphrasing, but something like that was the sentiment was there. It's kind of like, we've really done it now. That was basically what they were saying. So, oh, great. Oh, thanks, guys. Now we have pseudo demonic, electronic, soulless, calculating entities out there in the ether controlling everything we see and do and understand online now. And when we think we're interacting with real people, we're just talking to robots who are practically indistinguishable now from real people. Wonderful. that how can this possibly go wrong? You know, But this is, they're not stopping. They refuse to stop. It's like, oh, think of the exciting possibilities for efficiency and productivity and all these big, stupid sounding buzzwords of business that they always put in these articles. Like, what was I reading here? Like, I was reading this earlier, wasn't it? And they were saying such just word salad gibberish to confuse the average person and to justify the absolute insanity. AI bots are poised to replace manual searches with conversational prompts, delivering streamlined answers and actions, but humans still value spontaneous. It's kind of the way they're talking about it. It's kind of like, yeah, it's going to do all this, but don't worry because we know, think about this. It's kind of, they simplify tasks, personalize user experience, and make interactions faster and more efficient. Like, they're always selling it to us while simultaneously telling us this is absolutely terrifying and dangerous and we're in big trouble without the proper security in place, which we just can't create because it's outpacing us and is way faster than us and we just do not have a control on this. But how about that efficiency, though? They always just throw that veneer on top of it of, yeah, but you know, search engine optimization is better than ever, you know. So what? So what? I mean, realistically, this is ridiculous. And this is full speed ahead, the replacement of humanity here, and we just don't realize it. You know, jobs have been lost because of AI. That's the reality we live in now. And, you know, say humanity just has to adapt and change to this new reality. And I think we all kind of feel where this is going. What do we do when everything's automated and, you know, you no longer need a human being to perform the simplest of manual labor tasks? It can all be done automatically through robots and AI. What is humanity supposed to do? You know, I assume they're going to work on some kind of mass depopulation, first of all, so there isn't the need for the workforce anymore. So why do we have all these people around? Is that, that's pretty simple, isn't it? You know, when you think from the billionaire perspective, they look at this mass group of eaters, as they call us, you know, just proliferating everywhere and spreading all over the land, you know, and it's kind of, well, we don't need all this workforce anymore. We don't need all these things wasting our resources and draining us, and we don't need to manage them anymore. We don't need to home these people anymore because there's no jobs anymore for them to fulfill. So let's just cull them off, shall we? And so we can make it a more manageable populace, because they were getting a bit out of hand anyway. They were starting to clock on to what was really going on. I think it's about time we, you know, we knock them down a peg or two, and let's just thin the herd's numbers so they're easier to, you know, corral from one place to another. And, you know, they'll be fat and happy and distracted. They won't have a job anymore because they don't need them to work. You can see the billionaire mentality behind this, because these people don't see us as humans once they get to that level. They are not like us anymore. And they were probably never like us to begin with to get to such a level. And they don't look at us, the average person, as like we look at each other. They don't see intrinsic value in humanity beyond numbers, bottom lines, GDP, shall we say. They don't see us beyond a cheap labor force. That's what we are. You know, we generate their wealth and their income and their power for them. And they are quite literally replacing us with automated artificial intelligence systems. So not only are they going to cull the numbers, but then they'll go on to say, and, you know, whoever's left, why don't you become one with the hive mind and join us? Why don't you put this tech inside your brain? So you want to keep up with the AI, don't you? Don't you know it? It's outpacing us, you know, if you want to keep up. Then you better become like it. Why not put this thing in your head? This little chip, you know? Let's put this thing in your brain. I just realized then I did this, didn't I? And now everyone's going to say, he's an AI shill. He's throwing up the 666 and he's putting it over his eye. I'm making a point. Tiny brain chip going in here. That's what's going to happen. Okay, they're going to push that on us. Whether people will actually take it or not will be a whole other question. And I think we know that there has already been a possible depopulation effort put upon us within the last 4 years, which is showing signs of coming to fruition now. And if you've been paying attention, it's highly likely that the number of people on this plane that they have been explaining to us for years, was it 8 billion? We're almost out or something like that, if not more. It's probably actually a lot less than we've been told. If it's just like the internet as a comparison, you know, I think it's quite funny. It's kind of like, yeah, you know, like 70% of the internet is just bots. What if that's the case about the population of the Earth? It's kind of like 70% of the population of the Earth, we've said, is just made up. It's not actually there. What if there's already a lot less of us than we were originally believing? And could it be, you know, some of them maybe are fake NPCs put into this reality as like a simulation drop or spawned in, shall we say. There is this big understanding in the conspiracy world that, you know, a lot of people aren't even real people. They actually don't have a soul, shall we say, or they don't, as they've described it in many articles, they don't have an inner monologue, whatever that means. They don't think like other humans, or they just run the programming, you know. But I've never been one to actually believe that people aren't really people in real life. You know, when I look at people on the street, I don't go, that person right there is a part of the simulation. You know, I don't think like that. I think we're all people with varying degrees of awareness, that's for sure. But we all have the capacity to come to a full understanding if we use our brains correctly and think rationally and break free from the programming. But then people go ahead and do the NPC thing on TikTok where they literally pretend to be NPCs. And then I wonder, maybe I'm wrong, maybe they are fake. I don't actually know anymore. But we can now have this real life comparison with the internet being that, yeah, actually the majority of people on the internet are fake. They aren't real. They're never, and they sound real, they talk real, they're authentic, they share stories like a real person, they buy things like real people, they scroll, they doom scroll like the rest of us probably, but they're not people. They're just ethereal artificial intelligence entities. And it's probably already happening. But I imagine we're going to see all the weird, creepy stuff happening and coming more prominent now. People marrying artificial intelligence partners, you know, and all this type of stuff. Or people making artificial intelligence versions of themselves to be their own personal butlers or slaves or something in some weird way. And then uploading the AI into a body or so. I don't know. Things are going to get trippy, aren't they? And bringing it full circle back to the topic of this channel, you know, if this is like the Little Season, then yeah, this makes sense that we're going to see something like this. This is a perfect recreation and perfection of the image of the beast, isn't it? And, you know, I'm of the mind that the mark of the beast mentioned in Revelation did come to pass around 70 AD onwards, roughly around that time, before the destruction of the temple. But if we are in a little season where Satan's been released after 1,000 years and he's picking up where he left off, I reckon he's going to do it again, likely, but this time he's going to do it even more intense and hardcore. He's like, this time I'm going to make sure it sticks. And this stuff does seem like a way of doing that, doesn't it? All of this is building up to a world where everyone chooses the beast system that's been created for convenience, streamlined, you know, more streamlined SEO optimizations and all the other, you know, complete complex tasks quickly for smoother user experiences, all that kind of language. We're going to trade in our very essence and humanity for smoother user experiences. I can see that coming. But fundamentally, guys, choose God, choose Jesus. Jesus Christ is King. He's on the throne. Let's enter into his kingdom and let's leave this other thing behind, whatever kingdom this is, because I am not liking the direction of the look of this one right now. So there we go, guys. There's another random rumination, a random rant, just bringing it to your attention. Go and read more articles on this. I'll leave the link to the one that I read here. But yeah, things are getting... they're ramping up quickly. Things are ramping up quickly with this AI stuff. It can only get faster now as it learns more. That's how these things work.
And we've had talks so like a decade ago, maybe longer, about reaching the singularity, where humanity and technology become one and they master immortality. That's what they're going for here. They're trying to be as gods without God. They're trying to give themselves perfected, resurrected bodies of immortality and long life in the physical realm, rather than accepting the free gift of salvation from God and being given a new body in the new heaven and earth after this world has gone. They're trying to get there themselves. They're trying to do it without God. That's all this really is. That's why we have a conspiracy, and that's what you need to understand. Come over to the channel if this is new to you. We've been talking about these concepts for years, and I think we're finally figuring it all out, especially with all this little season stuff. So we'll leave it there. Thanks for listening, and as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.